Alan Thicke joins us. A pleasure to talk to you again. I think it's only been about 15 years. Why haven't you called or written? I've been worried.
Well, check your Facebook.
Okay, I will. And I will get back to you immediately. You're a very busy guy with a very busy family. And frankly, you've done plenty in your life. Isn't it time just to, you know, go play golf?
You know, if I were a better golfer, I would. I do enjoy those charity tournaments from time to time, and but yeah, I am pretty busy. We have this lovely little sitcom reality show called Unusually Thick, whose season finale was tonight, and that's been a pretty busy enterprise. You know, keeping track of the whole family and hoping they come off well, and making it amusing at the same time. So, I got my hands full these days.
The cool thing is, because if you're really busy and you're in show business and you're involved in a lot of things, as you are, including producing, a lot of your social circle are famous faces and famous celebrities. So a lot of the drive-bys on the show are the famous people that you hang out with.
True. You know, we are doing, it's real people. It's my real family, and it's a real family drama type situations. But there are other actual reality shows cover that so well. We don't pretend to be that genre where we can pull hair and throw wine at each other and be entertaining. So, well, we chose to make it a little more of a sitcom and include some funny people who are good improvisational actors and do some cameos for us. We've had Bill Maher and Bob Saget and Stamos and Hasselhoff and Minnie Driver and a lot of amusing people on the show. Leonardo
thought Gretzky was funny.
Gretzky's on the show, and your very own Michael Jordan,
sure,
had a little cameo. So, yeah, we drag some people in, and they've been very helpful on the show, and that moves things along and gives us a punchline once in a while.
By the way, even though you're an adopted SoCal guy, who do you like in the Cup final?
You know, I was a little disturbed at what your Hawks did to our Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you guys are relentless. You got with Taves and Kane back there, and Duncan Keith. It's just you're going to be tough to beat. And I think the Hawks' experience at this level is going to be probably more than Tampa Bay can handle.
Does it drive Canadians such as yourself nuts that we have all these warm weather hockey teams, and there are some great cities in Canada where maybe a franchise could exist?
Well, I think, I mean, the fact that the Maple Leafs last won it in 1967.
That's a problem, yeah.
This year you came within one game of the finals being Florida versus California.
Not great.
The purists are rolling over in their graves right now.
Unusually Thick is the show. Tell people about your wife, because, I mean, she's her own weather system, man. I would never say no to her. She would hurt me. No.
She is a loose cannon. She's a lot of fun. We are, you know, kind of the real life modern family, in that there's the older, mature gentleman in the background,
handsome devil too. I don't know if you know him.
And then you got the teenage son up to no good, and then you have the hot Latina wife, significantly younger, and as I said, loose cannon. We don't know what's coming out of her mouth, and that's what kind of makes it fun. But she's an interesting character in person as well as on television.
Yes, and have a pop star son folded into this whole thing makes it that takes it to another level.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a balancing act, because and Robin has another brother, Brennan, my eldest son. He owns a couple of medical marijuana dispensaries in California. So you got, on the one hand, you want to at least spiritually encourage the older son's business while telling the teenager that maybe he ought to lay off. And then you get the rock star son in the middle, whose exploits are well documented by TMZ.
Yeah, and thank you, TMZ, for telling us everything, including the stuff we have no right to know. The medical marijuana dispensary, is that something he did well as a youngster, that he turned into a business?
Well, you know, he actually got started by being involved politically. He almost single-handedly got all the signatures on the ballot initiative that made it a political issue in California.
Wow.
And so he came into it through the back door, so to speak. But I think he might be on to a business that has a future.
Any chance he'd run for office someday?
You know, I guess. I don't know. I haven't talked to him about that. But certainly as a political activist.
Hmm. Interesting life you're leading, Mr. Thick.
I'm doing what I can, trying to keep up with the rest of them.
It's Alan Thick, unusually thick. Picked up for next season, or are we waiting to find out?
Well, no, we are. You're about to see the season finale for season two, and then we've already shot much of season three. We're in post-production now.
Okay.
That'll go on the air in the fall. Tonight's episode is the cliffhanger about whether or not the Thicks should have a baby. And as you can imagine, that's a bit of a quandary because you have, as you pointed out, I should be playing golf right now. And my wife completely deserves to have a child of her own, having raised young Carter with me since he was two. But there are issues. And like, will I be competent? Will she be changing two sets of diapers?
Right.
You know, it's there's a lot to think about. So
I was going to say I can identify one level because as an adoptee, I found my birth mother about 11 or 12 years ago just in a search for medical records, and we have a wonderful relationship. And at one point, she said, well, I never got to change your diapers. And I said, well, give it time.
Yeah, stick around.
Could be any day now.
Yeah. You got a reality show there.
Yeah, probably so. It's called Unusually Thick, and everything Alan Thick does is okay by me. It's nice to reconnect with you, and I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to talk to you, Steve.
Take care.
Go Hawks.
I like that.